stores and shopping centers go?
Food stores, supermarkets, and what else? Just supermarkets.
What would you call a small store that stays open maybe 24 hours and it carries things like ice cream, beer?
They call them Minute Savers, Quick Stop, Serve Yourself, Quick and Go, and that sort of thing.
What would you call a drive-in?
That would be in that same category. It would be a drive-in.
Okay.
It would be a drive-in, quick stop and go. You know, you get it or what have you.
Okay.
That would be both. They would have to be put together.
Okay.
You see what what I mean?
So the drive-in doesn't refer. We've heard some people refer to drive-in as any type of store that's small that you can go get food at. And I was just curious if you make a distinction between that or not.
No, I would have to put them together. I would call, say, a Minute Saver or a 7-Eleven, which is I would imagine would be a more popular form of drive-in because they're scattered across the country. You know, you drive in, but I think the main thing is that you can get in and get out fast.
Is there a store that you might use when shopping for special foods? For instance, different kinds of meat, pickles?
They have delicatessens for cheeses and pickles, I believe, and meats too, spice, ham, lamb, and all that good stuff.
Okay, and what kind of things do some people have in the kitchen to heat food when they don't want to put it in the stove or the oven?
To heat it when they don't want to put it in
the oven? Yeah, you said you can cook an egg not using the stove, but this is
an electric skillet?
No.
Oh.
Okay, and is there any coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I think so.
And what would you call that?
Let's see. I used to call them the wishy-washy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the wishy-washy or something like that. But all of them are like the stores now. They have different names, and you can go to the Big Tub, the Wishy-Washy, or the Late Night Wash. I'm sorry. Easy Wash. It just depends on what the name is. I don't know the name of the one in my immediate area.
Okay. What would you put dirty clothes into?
Dirty clothes hamper.
Okay. And what would you clean the rug with?
The rug? Well, vacuum, of course, but are you talking about the spray that you use to...
Oh, I meant, yeah.
Okay, just a vacuum then.
Okay. Now, what is attached to that collects all the dust in the
jungle? Well, it has a nozzle and then a receptacle.
Oh, my God.
Which you would call... It's a thing that goes inside of it, usually...
The bag? Yeah. The removable bag, portable bag, yeah.
Okay. And what might you put water in when you're out washing your car or something?
A bucket or any kind of large container that would hold, enough water for that.
Okay. Do you ever call a plastic pail?
Just a bucket.
Okay. And have you seen those machines that some people have at home for reducing garbage and trash?
Garbage disposals. Is that what you're talking about?
Trash
compactor. Small. Yeah, trash compactor.
Okay. And what would you put your garbage in?
I don't have a disposal, so we put it in a garbage container. A closed garbage container, and then of course we transfer it to the one outside.
What would you call that?
Garbage can. Galvanized garbage can.
And what are the large containers behind stores for trash?
I haven't been behind any stores lately. You're talking about an incinerator?
Not really incinerator. Usually trucks come and pick up the trash from these things.
A dipsy dumpsy.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call an enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight?
Trash.